I'm Frank Cotolo. You're listening to 4Culture Radio.
Hi, this is Mac Danger from Soylent Radio, and you're listening to Up All Night with the artist D and Anne Marie. And how are you?
I'll tell you what to do.
Yes, yes.
I'll tell you what to do.
Yes.
Tear down that bitch of a bearing wall and bitch, bitch, bitch. Put a window where it ought to be.
Don't fuck with me, fellas.
Put a window where it ought to be.
Tonight. That's right, Joan. Today I tore down that bitch of a bearing wall and put a shower curtain where it ought to be. We're talking do-it-yourself on tonight's show, among many other things. So get out your peeps, your eggs, your bunnies, sit your asses down, and keep listening. Keep listening. Welcome to Up All Night. I'm the artist D, and good evening, Anne-Marie.
Good evening, D. I'm laughing already.
This
was
is
that Joan Crawford? That was the Mommy Dearest Luna.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Joan Crawford Mega Mix on Up All Night.
Fantastic. Oh, you wonderful. Made my day.
I'm glad I did. It's off to a good start then on Up All Night. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Severely. Are you truly fabulous?
A little sore, a little tired, actually. I had to have a little snack before the show because I was just exhausted as I was tearing down the wall.
Not supposed to do that stuff, D.
You know, it seems every week we do something before the show that we're not supposed to do.
No, man.
We get our taxes done. We pay bills. We clean the bathroom.
Life has this funny way of happening all around us, and sometimes it gets us involved.
What really is that about? It really does. It gets us in trouble. But it's March 14th, 2015 on 4Culture Radio. Middle of March, warming up slowly.
Yes.
We have rain. How's your snow?
Oh, my snow is disappearing.
Snow has turned to ice. Rain.
And that's all Now we have craters in our streets.
That's right, because after it snows and they go through all of that shoveling, you've got potholes.
We've got nothing. That's what it is. There's nothing left.
You've got to ramble along.
It's almost over.
But it's March. It's almost April. I think it's almost Easter, I think.
That's coming.
I
have to get ready.
The only way I know the difference is what's on the shelves at the supermarket.
Well, yeah. Is it
the bunnies or hearts? You know, that's the only way I can keep track with these sorts of holidays.
And they build up about 3 months in advance, too.
They do, yes. So you never know, because right after February, Valentine's Day, we got the eggs on the shelves. So who knows when Easter is?
Yay, bunnies.
Bunnies.
And then you're like, oh, they're out. I have time to get them. And then when you really have to go get them, there's nothing left.
They're gone.
It's like, come on.
As everyone should know by now, listening to Up All Night on a weekly basis, as they do by the tens of thousands.
Figure.
Yes. Everyone should know that Anne-Marie is addicted to Cadbury eggs.
Yeah. It's really, I should get that looked into. It's really bad. I'd fit into my clothes if I could just kick the addiction.
If only we could put down the sugar long enough.
No, I can't.
No. And I got
some. It's such a condensed jolt of sugar, you know?
It really is.
Oh, my God.
And I got some this week. I haven't had one since the Scream Eggs in October. And I swear there's a difference. Oh, there was something about that Scream Egg that was delicious. But the Cadbury, it just hit me like I was eating a bag of sugar.
Maybe you got that chocolate change going on. The Scream Eggs might have been that.
Oh.
The real chocolate, and perhaps you got the new batch of Cadbury eggs that's the new stuff, apparently. Oh. I don't know.
No.
I eat them too quickly to realize the difference because I'm just, that's my disorder. That's what I deal with.
You know, I have a filling in my front lower tooth all my life. And after I ate that egg, it's kind of been aching ever since.
Oh, no.
I mean, I could eat the chocolate, anything, forever. I can eat cakes, pies, but I had a Cadbury
egg. Don't let the egg beat you, man. Don't do it.
This doesn't feel good. So I don't know if it's just the weather or the egg, but yeah, I was having a little ache.
That can't happen.
I think I'm going to stick with the peanut butter bunnies and those peanut butter eggs. I'm addicted to those. We can mark that down. I am definitely addicted to that.
I'm taking notes.
Especially that bunny that we talked about, I think, last week. That it was
Bunny Big Ears.
I know. And
did you find him?
I did.
Isn't he cute?
He is cute. I always like the bunnies with those little eyes. Because they look so scared.
Please don't impale me. That's why you have to remove the eyes first on anything you eat.
Absolutely. I mean, it really trails down into what it should be. I mean, you take out the eyes of anything alive that you're about to eat, don't you?
Well, you know, sometimes if you're going for that fish meal, they got the eye sitting there in the dish. It depends what you get, you know?
It's like that shrimp that was staring at me the other day. First time that I've ever eaten a shrimp with a head on it. And I'm like, look at him.
It is a shocker the first time. We had that. I went to Greece with my friends and they bring out the plate of shrimp. We're like, what the hell is this? Oh my God. You know, being Americans, everything's in plastic and headless. We don't know what real food is like.
Did you know? I just saw an article they found back in the prehistoric timeline of things. One of the largest sea creatures was a shrimp. It was huge, like whale size shrimp.
I don't know how I feel about that. Aren't they like a spider equivalent of the sea?
Yeah,
like
they're just got the cockroaches of the sea,
bottom dwellers, and oh God,
I know. And that's what I, you know, they had a picture, of course, not a real picture.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's delicious, but my God,
that's the first thing I thought. You know, it's like, well, look at all that shrimp. You know, make a meal out of it.
And part of me's like, no, ew.
Yeah, because it's kind of. I mean, then that takes it to lobster level when it's like. Because lobsters are like the chicken of the sea. Oh, chicken of the sea.
You know, I'm not too experienced with lobster. I just don't like the idea of having to crack open a beast so I can eat it.
Yeah, thankfully, on the East Coast where I grew up, it was all very, you know, made for us. I mean, we got the Disney-fied version of the lobsters and the shrimps. They brought it out and the lobster was cracked for you. It already had its stuff removed.
Oh. And you ate at classy establishments,
yeah.
See?
Red Lobster, yeah.
Hey.
But coming over here, they have real establishments that they just slap down the lobster in front of you. It's a bit much. And I was at a restaurant that boasted their authenticity. And
did you have to cook it yourself?
No, thankfully not. That's a Mongolian barbecue when they serve you a plate of raw meat and there's a stove built into the table and you put it on there. That I do like because that's some good ass meat.
I mean, I like the experience of it, but then you realize I'm still cooking. I went out and I'm still cooking.
I paid them.
And I'm paying someone to let me cook. Something's wrong with this crap.
Exactly. And then when you think about it, it's like, wow, you've just eaten like 6 pounds of many different animals or more.
Yeah.
And they just keep bringing it out. I love the Mongolian buffets.
Have you ever done the Brazilian steakhouses?
No, I don't think I have.
I'm not sure if this is a common thing among, but there's one near me, or used to be. They would hand you this block. One side was red, one side was green. So the red means, you know, stop, you're done. And when you want them to come around with more food, you turn it to the green. And these guys would just walk around with skewers of beef and whatever else. And they would just walk around and fill your plate with meat. It's offensive and fabulous.
That's
all at
wonderful.
Once.
As some of
and
the,
they just keep going until you turn that block.
As the vegetarians in the audience start hurling.
This is not a vegetarian show.
This is not a healthy show.
You're on a diet, it's good for you. This is just not, you're not going to find that here.
At the end of every Up All Night, you're going to want a steak, a lobster, and a Cadbury egg.
A hamburger. My thing's a hamburger after I hang out with you. So
usually, the last couple weekends, the show ends
about?
And we go for burgers.
What does it mean?
What does it all mean?
Is there a food dictionary we could look up? Yeah,
exactly.
Like a dream dictionary equivalent? I don't know.
Yes. When you're hungry for hamburger, you are aligned. You are one with the world. Do you want a lobster? You're feeling rather feisty, rather bitey.
Bitey.
I
like that word.
And then there's the peeps.
Peeps.
It's peep time.
I like peeps. I like what you can do with peeps, Dean. Have you been around the internet to see what people do with peeps?
Oh, yes. I do. I like the peep memes. Absolutely.
It's just such a joyous time of year when you see peeps on a stripper pole. I think it's great stuff. Yes. Little innocent peeps.
Now, do you like the peep bunnies or the peep peeps? Because they make them in different...
You know, I think I prefer the bunnies ways. Only because I could put the whole thing in my mouth and suck on it. because I'm classy.
Well, that about does it for tonight's show. Oh, I need a moment.
Sorry.
But yes, and my response, obviously, I understand completely how you feel. My God. Yeah, I prefer that.
What's to say after this?
What is to say?
The other ones are just too...
Too normal.
Bulbous, you know? Yeah. I just can't do them, but the bunny peeps are more narrow and incising.
Yeah, it can't be too bulbous. You've got to fit the whole thing in your mouth.
As with most things, I suppose.
As with most things. A lot like the eyes. See, everything is directly connected to everything else. Everything.
It's a very painful show for me. My stomach hurts. I'm not going to make it.
We're done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. So I prefer that as well. But they're a little too sugary. I prefer just making pictures with them. For the internet. Stripper
pole.
All
right. You're going to suck the sugar off, and then you can go back and have your...
Then you just have albino peeps doing albino things after you've sucked the sugar off of them.
I have problems. This show is basically, it's all about me and my I need help.
As I dry my eyes.
I do like peeps.
As do I.
They're colorful. They're cute.
They're cute. Back in the day, I wouldn't have touched that much sugar, but yeah.
I never really was into them until, I don't know, something happened. Something happened.
Something shifted in the cosmos. But that's Easter.
I might have been starving one day, so I'm like, I'm going to have a peep. And you just As with most, that's how you learn that you like things. You just kind of open it up. Yeah. And,
well, I'm a big, I'm a big marshmallow fan, so I've always liked that.
I'm not. I'm not a marshmallow fan. I don't like s'mores, and I don't like regular marshmallows. I'm going to roast them over a fire. I have no interest in that whatsoever.
I hate that. I hate it. Every time anyone got together.
Yeah, go find a filthy stick and put your food on.
Exactly. I remember, I can actually recall my first childhood memory of like s'mores and putting things on sticks. And I'm like, you're putting it on this dirty stick, and then you're sticking it in this dirty fire.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And you're going to scald your mouth as you try to eat this.
Exactly.
It's not my thing.
No. S'mores are definitely not my thing.
It's too much effort.
It really is. So what else is happening?
I don't know what else is happening.
They're investigating Harper Lee.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Speaking of books last time, our snotty discussion on books, To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee is releasing Go Set a Watchman in July, but apparently it was written before To Kill a Mockingbird. And I read about this a few weeks ago and nothing of it. Okay, great. They asked her if she meant to release it. Did she want to release it? She made a statement that she did. And then yesterday I sent you the link saying that the FBI was investigating.
Yeah.
I just thought that was bizarre.
They want to make sure no one took advantage of her to force her to release this thing.
Yeah, I mean, apparently there are some very good laws in place where you can't take advantage of old people.
I didn't even think of that as an option to happen. Like, I had no idea that was possible. Someone would even think of Harper Lee to do that.
Exactly. So
you know, like a bunch of guys in a room, we're going to make Harper Lee release a book. Yeah, how could we get her? Who does that?
Exactly. You're right. It just doesn't seem like the right reaction. But I guess a lot of her family, friends saying she's in no state. She's 88, for God's sakes. Let her release freaking
book. No, but it's so weird. I mean, but even at 88, doesn't she have the right to be creative and have the right to release things? And what, I mean, according to the law, at what age are you not able to create anymore? We know.
Exactly. They were afraid everyone was taking advantage of her. But I mean,
is that in place for other things? Like if an elderly painter releases a painting, look what I did. Do they investigate if he was forced to do that?
Exactly.
Or coerced?
Exactly. I guess maybe it's just because the publishing house dug it up or found it.
Ah, okay.
And then they plan to release it. So it's not like she wrote a new book. This is a very old book.
Gotcha.
So I guess in that case, they didn't
interesting.
Think. And I guess everyone is, you know, this article, it really kind of, it didn't go well with me other than the bizarre nature of how it all started out. But it was like, you know, then it started asking, should they release the book because maybe it's not as good as To Kill a Mockingbird? And maybe it will like just sully her image. And it's like, that's just stupid.
God, that could apply to anybody.
It could.
No, it's never good. Don't release that second album. It's never going to be quite as good as what you did before. Right. Come on.
And if it is or is not, I mean, there's still the preface of she wrote it before that. So, okay, well, then it isn't as good. Fine.
They did I think that folks are educated enough to know that.
I mean, they did
you
that
could
that
read
with,
this and
yeah, they did that with
understand
Capote.
That.
Capote. I mean, they released some of his old, hell, they released his unfinished manuscripts, of which everyone said he would not have been happy that happened because they weren't done. And they were fine. They were great. And they weren't finished, but they were still great.
So, oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they released a really, really original book from him, like before he started publishing, that people said wasn't as good. And then his last book, the one that he kind of toiled on for a long time before he died, never finished it. And there's like chapters floating around out there, God knows where.
But oh, wow. So we could find chapters 10 years from now.
Exactly. And from what it, you know, what was gathered and published, I thought it was great. But I like anything he wrote.
That's interesting because, you know, he wouldn't release that if it was unfinished. There's no way.
Exactly. So is that abuse? Is that elder abuse? Person abuse? Artist abuse? Who cares? Just release everything. We need it. We need everything.
We must save the world. And I think we should reread To Kill a Mockingbird in this era.
We should. I'm not sure
maybe
if
we'll
I
get some things
it.
Out of it.
I did buy it. That was another one of those that I bought now.
Add it to the list there.
School.
Yeah. Sit down and read it. Go ahead.
Did you enjoy it? Did you read it?
I read it in, oh God, I don't remember. It was elementary school, maybe 7th or 8th grade.
Really?
And I recall enjoying it. It was a good book, but I was also, 13.
Right.
At my age, if I should reread it now and see if I can get something different out of it.
Yeah, I didn't get through it. It was one of those few ones that I got and I read a couple pages and it was not hitting with me.
So. Just thinking most of these books, I mean, they make you read them at such a young age and you're pretty much told what to think. And
right. Which people should listen to last week's show if they want to know about that.
We've got to reread stuff and
we've got
relearn,
to.
Reevaluate.
You've got to reevaluate every age step of your life, people. Reevaluate. Reevaluate and tear down the walls. The bitch of a bearing wall.
That was a great scene in that movie.
It was. That was one of my favorites, and I still to this day,
She was in the Pepsi office, right?
She was, yes.
Joan Crawford in the Pepsi office. Yes. Or they're building something. I don't know what the heck it was.
It was a Pepsi moment, and they were renovating.
Faye Dunaway did very well in that job.
God,
that little role there. Very good.
Yes, and it was just on some random station the other day, and I got to see some of it. I thought that was lovely. I loved that movie. And that's what I said. Someone yesterday said, they said, what are you doing this weekend? I said, I'm going to tear down the bitch of a bearing wall. Put a window where it ought to be. And I always point because she pointed.
Do you have any wire hangers?
I don't, actually. I had wire hangers growing up and I never liked
them. Oh, you're one of those. We have to end this right now.
I hated wire hangers. Only because, probably because it was something of my growing up childhood that bothered me. There was something about the tinging of empty wire hangers hanging there in the wind.
Really?
And it tings and it makes that disgusting noise. And then the ones back in the 70s and 80s, they had that like where the pants hung, there was that fiber,
right.
It was covered.
Yes.
Yes. And that would peel off over time. And that was just disgusting. I just hated wire hangers before I even knew Joan Crawford. So,
wow.
I don't know. It's just a thing.
I don't know what to say to you anymore.
Do you have wire hangers today?
I do because you get them from the cleaners. I'm like, yeah, free hangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only time I see them is from the cleaners.
Free hangers for me. Because hangers are not something I would go and spend money on. I don't know. It's not my thing.
I understand completely. And I wouldn't want to either, but there were so many of them. You come from those hoarder families. Not that they were hoarders, but they had so many clothes, so many old clothes. They knew so many people. It's that kind of Salvation Army lifestyle. Like there's just all these clothes and they need all these hangers. And I just think there was a lot of them. And as a child, I didn't like hangers. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. Now you got me thinking about hangers. I'm looking at my closet here. I'm like, oh God.
And I'm guessing,
and really,
Joan didn't.
All I
have
is black shirts. So I mean, my black shirts are fine for hangers. I'm sorry. Right. Wire hangers.
Right. Yeah. She didn't like them because they like creased or ruined the clothing because they were too stiff.
Joan had issues with a lot of things in life.
She did. I'm not mad at you, Helga. I'm mad at the dirt.
Yeah, and Helga's like, you bitch, pay me. I'm out of here.
When you polish the floor, you've got to move the tree. And I hope someone out there listening said that with me. I think Fifi probably did. She knows. She knows these things. So what did I do?
I got to rewatch this.
Yeah, you've got to. Absolutely. Everyone should own it. But I have a bathroom.
You have a bathroom.
I do. Surprise. And it has the old shower door, the sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
From the 60s or when, you know, and they're not even the see-through glass like today. It's that damn beveled.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. It's all, yeah.
Ridiculous. Exactly. Because, you know, I did a lot of remodeling in the studio over the summer. And that was one of my thoughts was I need to get rid of that door. I've got to. And I got the rod. I got the nice, you know, the bowed out rod.
Yes.
Aren't
that's
those
exciting.
Nice? Yes.
Yeah.
I got that idea from a hotel room, right? Everyone does. I like that. You know, when you go to hotels these days, and I haven't been to too many, but back when, I don't know, certain ones like Marriott and all that, they like advertise in there. They're like, did you like that shower? Would you like to buy that shower head? How do you like these shower hooks? And I was just amazed that, like, in some of these places, there are catalogs where it's like, did you enjoy your shower so much? Just set that up at home.
That's very smart. They get you at the right time. You just came out of the shower. And you could say, well, yeah, I did enjoy. Well, yeah.
And I have to say, with my head hung low, I pretty much just imitated a hotel shower. I got the bowed shower rod. I got the slidey hooks, you know, the slidey hooks with the little balls on them, so it's easier to slide.
I just invested in those so I can be classy.
Absolutely.
Now, that metal doesn't bother you, that noise?
No, it doesn't. I like that noise.
The wire hangers rubbing together bothers you, but not the actual little silvery bulble things going across the rod.
Yeah, because that's clean.
I'm learning.
That's happy. Clean and happy.
Okay.
Put me... Jesus. So, and I got this... Go ahead.
Your bathroom's big enough to have this curved shower rod.
It's like,
it's not going to go over the sink.
Well, this is the problem, and this is also the problem with architecture. Some places in the West Coast, early 2000s, they did the whole toilet and shower tub in like the bathroom, but then they put the sink in the hallway.
Oh, and yeah.
You don't really, they don't do that much over there. And then it's like the carpeted hallway, and there's a closet on one side, and then the sink, the vanity, with the mirror on the other side. I don't like that. But that's what's here, and that's what I'm working with. Yes, and I never understood it because, well, it's like people who carpet their bathrooms. Why do you do that? It's just going to get moldy. So anyway, all I have is the shower and the tub and the... toilet in that bathroom type room, the sinks in the hallway. So it is a smaller area. And this is the first time that I've been in a place that does that. I like the bathroom to be full of, you know, bathroom things. Put the sink in the bathroom too. Makes sense, doesn't it? So I did get the curved rod because it's such a small room. I thought, even though it's not going to really come out and, you know, reach over things, maybe it would still feel kind of roomy in there.
You could maximize your shower experience.
Exactly. Because I got also the curtain, just the curtain, the very fabric-y curtain that just goes on the inside. You don't have to have that outside curtain and the inside curtain.
Very nice.
So you just do the inside curtain. I'm trying to maximize the space because it's so freaking small. I can't stand
It's hard.
It.
I can relate. It's hard.
It is. It's just all very...
My bathroom, you open up the door. There's the toilet, like right in your face. Yeah. The door's going to hit the toilet.
It's really the first time I understand that some of these big houses now, they put it's the whole big bathroom, but the toilet is in like almost like a closet. It's got its own door. And I thought that was ridiculous until now. It's like I could totally put this thing in a closet. I just put it away.
Just use a bucket. Remove the toilet entirely. Put
exactly.
the bucket.
Let's just go back to outhouses. Just put it outside.
They had a point with outhouses. Come on.
They really did. So I've been staring at that stupid, stupid shower door for months now, probably 7 months of looking at it, thinking one of these weekends I'm gonna. And you know how it is. So I had all the supplies sitting
and
there.
And this was the weekend.
Yeah, it was. Do-it-yourself projects. I Googled removing shower door frame. And of
10-minute job.
Oh, yeah, 10 minutes. Pop it out.
10 minutes.
It's just
pop it out.
Remove the two doors.
Quickly,
easy.
Swiftly. Yes.
Cut the caulking. Yeah. Pop off the top. Easy. Pull off the sides. You know, and then scrape the small residue left with a credit card or something. Yeah, no. 3 hours later, there I was. The doors, they sure came off quick, but yeah, it was cutting the caulking that.
Yeah, but
that
the shkak that's left.
Yeah, exactly.
The 50 years of shkak.
Shkak.
Is the, I don't know what that
word is. Hashtag shkak.
Shkak. That just doesn't, that's no 10 minutes.
And no, not at all. So, and I had to practically, you know, throw a sledgehammer at the top to get the top to pop off, and then the sides and the bottom. And the bottom is, of course, the most gross because God knows what's down there.
But why didn't you hire someone to do this? Because they have people who could do this.
You know, that's
quickly and efficiently, right? So they
say. That's my thought. Let's just hire someone. But no, it's so easy. And first, you don't want to hire someone. You don't want to part with the money. Either you can't afford it for the first thing, or you don't want to spend the money even if you have it. Secondly, though, the directions are so goddamn easy.
It's a 10-minute job. Why hire somebody for a 10-minute job?
Exactly. And then the rod that I got up, the bowed rod, of course, it's not a tension rod with the bow. So you've got to actually screw into the wall.
Are you screwing through tile, D?
No. Thankfully
easy.
Not.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Easy. Now that you screw through just the regular plaster wall. But you need the anchors, the little screw anchors. So you got to get the right,
I know those.
And you got to get the right drill bits. So, okay, let's get out the drill bits. Let's get out the screwdriver.
You know, it just sounds hard, you know.
10 minutes, Anne-Marie.
The internet lied to you again.
It lied again. How many times has it done that?
Come on.
I know. So then, and no, then, you know, put that
I
up.
I get it.
The anchors, get that.
It's like
there.
The IKEA syndrome. Oh, it's just a table. It's IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
How bad could it be?
Until you flip out that encyclopedia worth of directions.
And then you want to shoot yourself in the face.
And would you like your directions in English, Spanish, Portuguese, German? Especially with IKEA. It comes like a book.
Well, it's more efficient. They're international. Just print one big damn book and everyone gets it.
Yes,
find your language.
Exactly. So I got the rod up. I got the door gone. I got the stag shkak, whatever.
Shkak.
Taken care of.
Well,
got it all taken care of. And now I just have to clean the tub, which is filthy with, you know, footprints and...
And residual shkak. Residual shkak. Yeah,
exactly.
I can't say that.
Exactly. By the end of the day, I will have a shower, doorless shower.
I hope you enjoy it.
I hope so, too. If I don't, the next people who live here will. Isn't that the way? You move into a place, you get it all nice, and then you leave.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And
I'm going to put a new kitchen in. Well, that's great.
Absolutely.
I'm out of here.
I'm still fixing all the things that were, you know, secretly duct taped from the last resident.
Hey, do you blame them for duct taping? They probably gave up.
Oh, that's totally, you know, if I believed in karma, this would be it. It's like when I left my last place, I duct taped things into place and made it look all nice, you know, to get my security deposit back.
Confession, before I left my other place, I filled the holes in the wall with toothpaste.
Oh, I do that. That's like a hint from Heloise tip.
Is it?
It is. Oh, absolutely. If you don't have spackle for that stuff.
Oh, that's
just
great. I'm thinking like, oh my God, this is so scandalous.
Well, now let me ask, was it regular toothpaste or wintergreen?
No, it's just your standard Colgate white toothpaste that, you know.
Yeah, see, when I left one of my places, all I had was the green stuff, and I still did it anyway.
That's ballsy. And your walls are, of course, yellow or white. Yeah.
Exactly. I will paint over whatever I can. You give me my money back. I'm not going to walk away with this just because I put a hole in the wall with a nail.
I had a cat who destroyed the damn rug. Oh, it's a nightmare when you rent.
It is. It really is. So yeah, I try not to replace too much because, you know, buying, you know, renting or buying, when you leave, it's much better than you found it usually. And you always know you're going to leave, especially with bathrooms like this. Thank you.
And you wonder, how the hell did we survive?
It was such tough times with that.
I had the tiles fall off my wall because the guy next door was doing construction. I had like the big, a plastic bag. My walls are filled with newspaper. It was ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow, this is my home.
Yes. I don't miss the tile whatsoever. Either cleaning it or it falling off. That was always fun.
Pain in the ass.
Yes.
Although I haven't had that fun in this place now, but I'm sure I'm due for an experience.
Absolutely. And odd, though, you know, we're back to the shower curtains instead of the doors. You'd think...
I prefer the curtains.
I do, too. And that's kind of like, why did we ever do the doors? And those beveled, idiotic 70s.
My husband likes the doors, the glass doors. Really? I guess he feels it opens everything up more. I don't know.
No, you're in a box and you have to squeegee it.
I picture myself falling off into the glass and I have no time to get sliced open. I got no time.
No, we are a little too busy for that. Just
a little too busy. No time for to be sliced into ribbons. It's fine. God.
But that's kind of the way life is, you know, everything directly connected. We put up the doors, we take down the doors, we put up the curtains. In 20 years, they'll be taking down the curtains, putting up the doors.
What's popular, but what the fad is, you know?
Exactly.
You ever watch these home networks and how they decide what's trendy and what's not? Who the hell decided stainless steel was the way to go?
Exactly.
Screw them.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not, really.
I fell into that trap. I got everything stainless steel, just in case for when I leave. God, I'm an idiot. Got to get these things because that's what people want.
Well, that is what people want. So you've probably made the right decision, but you know, that's like when I moved in here. I mean, everything is mismatched. The refrigerator is white. The stove is black. The dishwasher is kind of yellow.
That bumblebee. You have a bumblebee room. How nice.
I know. And the first when you get here, you're like, new appliances. I want new appliances. And then you're like, stop.
Just, but they work.
It works. So, hey. Just stop. Stop spending money you don't have on something that already works. Too many people do that. It's like these goddamn phones. Not that I want to get into that, but that's the same thing, isn't it? Small phone, big phone, small phone.
Well, oh, my contract is up. I need a new phone that's as big as my head. No!
Right. And now stop. I'm seeing more ads for things coming up smaller. Like, you bastards. Bastards! I learned that from Anne Marie.
Right. And now you got this massive billboard of a phone. That sucks.
Most people, you know, the two, four years, they're stuck with it.
Yeah. And everyone else, oh, we're all getting petite again, and you've got the friggin' billboard.
You're still paying for the billboard, and everyone's gone back down.
And now there's a watch coming, so yeah. What the hell is that?
It is. It really is. Fifi says that Joan Crawford is life. Living the Mildred Pierce dream. I loved Mildred Pierce. Did you see that one? No.
No, I don't think I did.
Apparently not.
Oh.
It's good. It's good. That one and... there's a lot of hashtags actually happening out here.
I didn't keep track of them
suck,
today.
Suck on the bunny. Peep
suck
porn.
Suck on the bunny.
Peep porn, yes.
Don't get me started again.
It was the one that she walks into the ocean. That's it's on the video that I still haven't posted. Oh, what was that? It was Humoresque. That's a good that one. It must be like a 3-hour long movie.
3 hours.
It took forever, but I was enraptured. I was enthralled. I was all into it. Totally. She walks in. She's sad. She lives in a mansion. She can't find a man or something about, I don't know. Her man doesn't love her anymore. You know, the usual. She walks into the ocean, dies.
End of the movie. Fixes everything.
That's how it ends. She's distressed. She walks her sad ass into the ocean, washes away. That's how I feel in California. Just stand there. But I don't walk into the ocean because I don't want to be Joan Crawford in Humoresque.
No, you get your ass to a pharmacy and get some peeps. You'll be fine.
Exactly. You just get another chocolate bunny.
You don't need a man. Get out of here.
You don't need a man when you got a peep.
A peep to suck on. You don't need anything else.
Oh, my God. I can't. I can't.
I have problems. I have problems.
We've all got problems. It's okay. This show is very therapeutic. I'm sure it works out a lot of things. People listen and they say, yeah, me too. It's like the Pope. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. Everybody, they're all listening. We
have to share the Pope meme so people understand what the hell we're laughing at.
Yes. Just play the cock rabbit. Ad. Go to our sound. Go to my SoundCloud. Is it SoundCloud? Is that what it's called?
SoundCloud. Yeah, it's a little clown, little sound lines on it. Did you? You know?
I know. It's like I'm 80 years old now. What do they call that thing that I post on? Is it SoundCloud?
It's sound the Clipper? SoundCloud. Listen to me on the SoundCloud. Which is almost as fun as the Facebook.
Exactly. And when I'm out, I like to do the Instagram.
Everybody's, oh, the Instagram, and everybody. you can put share everything on the Twitter. Yeah. It's all a mess. And there's more crap out there that I don't even know how to use.
No, yeah, exactly. Pinterest. You know, I had a Pinterest, never used it, but it was hacked. Like I got an email every month saying, please change your password. Your Pinterest has been hacked. And I've never, knock on whatever, been hacked much. But I've never been told so many times by one particular entity that, you know, your password keeps getting stolen. Surely not my fault. So
what were they liking and pinning? Anything scandalous?
I don't know. Nothing. There was some.
They hacked you and they were like liking mom things.
Yeah, exactly. It was bullshit. It was, you know, advertisement sort of things. Do it yourself stuff, you know, peep ads, right? Yeah. Mom stuff, basically.
Right? Mom stuff. Yes. I hacked your account. It was me.
Exactly. But there's just the internet has gone crazy with social
internet
media.
is a really effed up place.
It really is.
For real, yo.
And it leads us straight to our I can't. A rather serious.
It's not really like a humorous I can't. No. It's kind of like a wow, I can't.
Me neither. But that's okay because we don't have to always be funny.
I'm sure we'll find something funny in there because that's usually just how we roll.
We are. But you brought this to my attention. Apparently people are recording.
This is the event of the week.
I think it
happened in Brooklyn. It's a Brooklyn McDonald's.
Okay.
A group of girls are it was a gang. What do they call themselves? Oh my gosh.
I didn't see that they called themselves.
They have a name. I didn't know people still had gangs.
I didn't think those were still a thing. The Young Savages?
The Young Savages. They're involved in patterns of violence and credit card scams. Oh, okay. You know, no idea.
God. So they would do this. They got in a brawl in a Brooklyn McDonald's and everyone filmed it.
They are basically wailing on this one particular girl for whatever reason. We have no idea, but she's on the ground. And no one is helping anyone. They're just filming it on their phones.
Everyone just brings out their phone.
Everyone's taking the phone. No one's calling 911. No one is.
Yeah. What I found most, one of the things is all the comments of the onlookers. You know, yo, she's dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look what you did. Look at that.
They're just laughing and cheering.
But like, what the hell's going on? What has happened to our world that we have to take out our phone and film instead of taking action and helping somebody else? What happened?
Well, there was something.
Holy crap!
A little bit back, a video, or like some people were testing something. You know that they'd go out and they'd stage a situation. You know, a man yelling at a woman, woman yelling at a man, and they'd have someone recording far off, and people just walking by, either doing nothing, ignoring it, or you know, whipping out their phones and taping it. But not taping it for the police, just taping it for their...
You're going to upload it and get their YouTube. Internet fame by liking. Exactly. What the hell's wrong with people?
The liking thing is just out of hand. Out of hand.
That defines people.
I think it does.
Really does.
And I just commented, I think, on the Twitter this week.
The Twitter.
That I was at, you know, I'm at these other... Because I'm looking for other alternative places. For, reading things, literature, stuff. And I'm out there on the blogs and WordPresses, and suddenly I find myself looking. I found an old friend of mine who still does Blogspot, and she posted some really good stuff. And
hey.
I scrolled down to the bottom, and I was just staring at it like, well, where's the like button? There was none. Where's the comment box?
Yeah, you find yourself looking for the stuff.
Where's the share button? No share button. It was just, and I'm thinking,
what do you do?
Is this how it used to be?
How do you tell people you like it? Oh my gosh!
And then I'm like hunting for her email address, thinking I need to tell her I like her posting. I have to let her know that I was here. Because see, isn't that it's like a double sided, ego? Because not only are you pumping up the ego of the writer and they're happy because they're getting likes, but you have to tell them that you were there. It wasn't good enough for you to just go and read.
It's so weird.
You have to let them know I was here. I did sit through this for 10 minutes and read 8 paragraphs.
It's really friggin' weird it's that need.
And I can't
deal
with
that. That we now have. Holy crap. We're a mess.
We are a mess. We're recording brawls. We're not doing anything about it. The McDonald's people eventually broke this up, I saw.
After they filmed it and uploaded it, I'm sure.
And the one girl, she keeps coming back and they're like, the McDonald's people, they're like standing in front of the poor girl on the floor. But then this other girl keeps just walking around them and kicking her in the face.
But that's okay, because it's good. It's good video.
It's good video. It'll be great on YouTube.
I can't. This is the world, either. Man. This is the friggin' world. Everything is a shit mess.
It's a shit mess. It's a shit storm. It's shit. And we can't.
Maybe everybody needs Joan Crawford.
They do. That's what I was thinking after I watched that
These
video.
These kids are growing up. They have no idea. If they knew the beauty of wire hangers.
Where's the class? You know, at least we had episodes and brawls and problems and people fought. But there was some class there. I think this is what I've always been.
You don't think credit card scams are classy? No. Come on.
No.
That's a nice thing.
I mean, you know, she's sitting there across from the...
It's a freaking different world. These kids don't know how to live. I don't know.
Just like that famous, you know, don't fuck with me, fellas. She's at the boardroom in Pepsi-Cola. And
that was, don't fuck with me, fellas. That's right.
Don't fuck with me, fellas.
It's like, oh, she said the F word, respect.
Exactly. And then, you know, they're in suits. She's in her fur. Everything's happy. It's classy. They're fighting, and she won, and she was an executive, and it was great.
The self never came out. See?
No, exactly.
You had to learn how to live without it, without documenting everything.
Right. And exactly, and there was, it's a movie. It probably really happened, but we didn't get any. No executive was there with their camera phone, actually recording Joan Crawford having a fucking fit. But all I see from these brutality brawl videos is like animals. They are, and that's the other problem I have with humanity is like we're looking like ants, cockroaches. It's like when I stand on the mountains and I'm looking at all of the suburban, urban sprawl, and it's like people will go and expand and continue to expand until they hit the cliff. You know, they will not stop on their own. They will not have any iota of control.
A little lemmings. They just keep going.
They just keep going.
And going.
And when they get in fights, it's just that it's like the ants on a piece of bread. They're just like all over each other. They're losing their mind. It's really uncouth. Thank you.
I don't know how to fix it. How would you fix this whole...
I think there's too many people to fix. That's why I love.
I mean, the kids today are really screwed.
They are.
I firmly believe that.
It's
the internet's all they know.
Right.
They don't know anything else. Like, I'm going to be a YouTube star. Well, who the hell are you? I'm going to be this. What? Why? What?
Right.
Whereas
what
we had to actually go out and try to figure stuff out. I don't know.
Which is kind of hinging on. I'm going to be
an entitled thing.
I'm going to be talking about this topic actually on Frank Cotolo's show in the upcoming weeks. This is what I've kind of chosen to talk about is the idea of greatness. I'll leave it at that, but that's pretty much what it is. It's like, what are these kids doing? That's all they want to do. YouTube star. They have no class. They have no, forgive me, breeding. It's just very bizarre that all of that has gone away. And now they're just, it's just this big ant fest of brawls and toppling all over each other and crushing
each
other. It's
so messed up.
It is totally messed up. And then an ego-driven like system. It's just, it is what, it's exactly what we were afraid of. You know, I was who I was, you know, 10 years ago on the internet. People thought I was addicted and I felt like they do now, but they didn't have any, they don't have any control over it. It's just all over them. And humans can't handle what we had back in the day. The internet celebrity popularity.
Yeah, well,
you know, they don't understand the
it's
art.
So weird.
You know, it's like the art of taking a selfie, like we've talked about. You know, you can't just be just Joe Schmo eating a hamburger and take a selfie. That is ridiculous. You've got to be a freaking somebody doing something special. But that's a whole other show.
We're divas.
Divas.
All of us.
And sometimes it
God
works to be a diva. And sometimes you are, that is the other thing, the definition of a diva. Just because you think you're a diva does not make you a diva. You have to grow into it. There is a training course.
Who teaches this course, Dee?
Probably me.
Man. Well, yes. Side job.
Exactly. The Artist D's Fabulous Ranch. Take a
ranch.
3-week getaway, yes, to a fabulous, the Dude Ranch, but fabulous, more fabulous. But speaking of things to read,
I'd go.
I'd go too. I'd stay there. I wouldn't leave. But speaking of things to read, we have a magazine out.
We released a magazine this week.
We released a magazine. That's something else we did.
Because we're all about reading.
We are. And it's beautiful. Four Culture issue 17 is now available at fourculture.com. Just click the banner and flip the pages.
And it's there. And it's kind of nice. It's a nice one.
It's a nice one. Who's in this one?
I'm glad we got it out. Everybody and their mother's in this one. It's beautiful. Gang of Four is on the cover.
And they're huge in Europe.
They were big here too. They were just very political, very opinionated guys. They took a stand, and that's
yes,
what we like.
Because they were, and then they went away a little bit.
And now he's
and
back. One original member left in the band, and we got him.
And
we
his face is on the cover.
Andy Gill,
and
yeah,
gorgeous face.
He's in deep thought.
Very, and we've got. I've done a few things in this one. I wrote
interviewed our, yeah, and your editorials is just a stunning thing, Dee. Come on. Always.
You can get to see my feet. Go see my feet. But yes, I interviewed our new literary editor.
That's a big deal.
It is. Mensa.
We love Mensa.
He's joined
Have you mentioned?
Us. I think we've mentioned it. I don't know.
We're going to shake things up at Four Culture, make things a little different.
We are. It's going to be superbly fabulous. He's going to find some more people that read.
Yeah.
And people that write.
It'd be a platform for everybody and their mother. It's going to be very nice. I'm excited.
Indeed. So you've got to go over there. You've got to read it. Read that. Read the old
issues.
Been
around 3 years now. I mean, oh my gosh.
It's almost our birthday.
Yeah. We're going to have a party.
We do.
With balloons and peeps and
bunnies.
People can document it on their cell phones.
They
see, it all works together.
We'll post it up on the Twitter and the Insta.
On Twitter.
Instagram.
Here's something. Do you say Pinterest or I hear people say it Pinterest.
Well, they're just snobs.
I hate those people. just want to throw that out there.
It's not Pinterest. It's not Pinterest. It's Pinterest. just
want to let everyone know.
Just get it all out. Just Pinterest.
Say it that way. Yes. You're an asshole.
Exactly. Get off our station. If you say it like that, just leave right now. We don't even need you. We don't need you.
No, we don't need people like that.
Your kind here, Pinterest. What are you?
Meanwhile, you're a diva. Go away. We don't need any of that.
Exactly. We've got enough of that of our own.
I'm sick of everything. Let's try to find it. We're going to do this.
I can't. I just can't. Go fund us. Go fund us. Go up, buy our CD.
Yeah, please do that. It's on our homepage. You can click support indie music. We have a compilation. 20 artists.
I got to go over there and check on that. You know, nobody's been talking about that GoFundMe anymore.
We got to be everyone got busy. What's that about? But we'll start getting chatty again.
Yes, they got. But they did. They raised some money. They kept us on air for a little bit longer. Just a little bit. But we need more.
Yeah.
So go. Yes, because it was a great... I had a good morning before I started tearing down the wall. I was listening to the Saturday Soylent. Saturday.
Yes. Soylent. Which Saturday went off without a hitch this morning. It was beautiful. Did. It was... Hey.
Yes, because, you know, on my phone that's as big as a billboard, I can set my alarm to the TuneIn app... To be alarm. So at it's early here. So it's 7:55. I had it go off. And so it was just playing the radio. And much to my great joy and delight, when it turned to 8 o'clock Pacific time.
That's
Mac
so
Danger,
early, dude.
I know. This is what I do for my my peeps, my radio show. Peeps. The peeps that I don't stick in my mouth. Those guys. And that's what I do when I get up and I listen to it. And then I let it on my phone, my billboard, all morning long. And it was good. It was an entertaining show this morning. So you really have to come over to 4Culture Radio and listen to us more. You can just put it on your app. There's so many apps.
We got more shows coming too.
We got more shows coming because we have
the Happy Idiots coming.
The Happy Idiots. Plural or just singular?
It's singular. The Happy Idiots. It's more of a electronic based show.
Can we reveal who's doing it?
Oh, we certainly can.
Who's doing it?
It's the fabulous Adam D of Photostat Machine.
I love Adam D.
Yeah.
He's a favorite of mine.
He's not a fan of genre, so he's just going to let one song flow into the next.
Fabulous.
It's going to be kind of cool.
Fabulous. So he's going to... The Happy Idiot. What a great show. What a great title.
The Happy Idiot.
Do you know, does he have a time slot yet?
We're looking at Mondays, I believe. It's going to be a drive home show for the East Coast.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. I need something to
drive home. 5 p.m. EST.
Perfect. I like it.
Because he's in the UK.
He is.
He's in London.
We love that.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're an international crew. Wednesdays, we've got Fee's show.
Two piece and a biscuit, as they say.
Yeah, man.
Which is back. She had a little technical difficulty, and now she's back. We're still
Mercury in retrograde because everything was happening.
Yeah, we missed almost an entire month worth of certain live shows because everyone was having technical difficulties.
Jesus. But thank goodness we made it. We discussed chocolate and other shit.
We did. So we'll be back next week with more stuff.
I'm sure I'll talk about peeps because and things. I have a food problem. Because
you know what next week is. St. Patrick's Day week.
Yeah. Marvelous. But you know what? Being Italian, I'm all about the St. Joseph pastries. Google it. Good stuff.
Google it for next week because we'll need to know. We'll be talking about it.
Talk about shoving stuff in your face. This is what you shove in your face. So good.
That is...
March is a hard time.
Oh, it's a very hard time. So, Anne-Marie, we'll see you next week.
I'll be eating still, yeah.
And we'll be here. We'll be eating. Stay fabulous. stick something in your mouth and enjoy it. It's Up All Night with Artist D and Anne Marie on 4Culture Radio. Good night.
Oh, boy. Good night, D. Good night, everybody.
Two-Piece and a Biscuit, Felicia Waters presents Two-Piece and a Biscuit. It's live each Wednesday night right here on FC Radio. Felicia won't leave ya.